Downloading.
Downloading.
Audio.
Nonstop.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
We all sin and we all fall short of the glory of God. But for us, the proper response to sin is turning to God and leaning on Him for strength. And so that's what we learn in our journey. And we're talking with author and pastor Greg Gilbert today on SOS Radio. And he's a senior pastor of Third Avenue Baptist Church in Louisville and just wrote a book called Assured. Good morning, Greg.
Hey, good morning, man. Thanks for having me on your show.
Greg, as much as we love to live a life completely sinless, it's unfortunate that's not possible, right? Because we're not perfect.
Yeah, that's exactly. And the Bible tells us that over and over again. We're not going to be without that stuff until we stand with Jesus. So we might as well settle in for a long ride.
Bible says we've sinned, we miss God's mark, and because of sin, a lot of Christians struggle with believing that, you know what, am I truly saved? And if I screw this up so bad, is there a point where God's going to say, you know what, I'm done with you?
Yeah, it's a common fear that we look at our lives and don't see what we want to see or don't think what we see what we ought to see. And that's exactly what we start to wonder. Is there some fine print in the gospel that says that, you know, if our faith isn't strong enough or if our fruit isn't good enough, God's just going to cut the cord and that's going to be all. Of course, the Bible says that God's promises that if you come to Jesus in faith, you will be saved. And He's not going to lose any of those that He's given to Jesus, but raise them up on the last day. So just brilliantly good promises that we've got there.
So we're struggling with that. The keys really dive into discovering the grace and letting go of the guilt and then resting in our salvation, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's what I'm hoping to do with this new book, Assured, is just help Christians to take a deep breath, realize what God has promised them, and press on in a fight against sin, a fight against our sinful nature, and a fight towards heaven.
We're talking with author and pastor Greg Gilbert today at SOS Radio. As we recently celebrated Jesus' death on the cross and resurrection, it really signifies defeating death once and for all and overcoming sin as Jesus fulfills the covenant of the Old Testament, right? And back before Jesus' time, the high priest would go and atone for the sins of the people. But when Jesus died on the cross, then we don't have to sacrifice lambs and bulls and things like that. The cross meant that He took that atonement for us forever.
Yeah, that's right. And when God gave the Israelites the old sacrificial system, He was trying to teach them that in time, He was going to send His son Jesus to die in our place, just like those sacrifices died in the place of Israel. Yeah.
We're talking about how we learn to feel secure in our faith with author and pastor Greg Gilbert on SOS Radio. You wrote a book, it's called Assured, and it's about discovering grace. You know, so often we feel like, oh, I know I'm saved, but I still struggle with these things I don't want to do, And then you see other people getting away with things and you wonder, what do I do with that as a Christ follower?
Yeah, and what I want to try to do in the book is help us all find some bedrock, find some granite at the bottom of the thing, because we can find ourselves swirling into this vortex of doubt and of not being sure and of a lack of confidence in Jesus. So what I want to try to do is just take away some of the blurriness, take away some of the confusion and say, you know, what does the Bible actually say about what it takes to be assured of your salvation in Christ? And so hopefully in a kind of step-by-step way, we take a look at all the different sources of assurance that the Bible gives to us. And talk a little bit about how those are supposed to work in our lives and how they're not supposed to work. You know, even once we find a good tool, we have a tendency to misuse it in a lot of different ways.
So as you've done study and you've done research, what have you realized the Bible actually says about assurance that you really take comfort in?
Well, I think there are four sources of assurance that the Bible gives to us. The trouble is they all work in different ways. The analogy I use throughout the book is a car, you know, a real simple analogy of a car. In a car, when it comes to speed, there is an accelerator and then there is a speedometer, right? And if you want the car to go faster, what you have to do is put weight on the accelerator, focus on the accelerator, and then the speedometer will reflect whether or not the car is going. Well, some of the sources of assurance in the Bible work exactly like that. So in terms of the accelerator, you know, the thing you're supposed to put weight and focus on if you want more assurance are two things, essentially, the truths of the gospel of Jesus and the promises of God. If you want more assurance in your life, that's where you've put weight and focus. The trouble is a lot of Christians will put weight and focus on their own good works if they want more assurance. They'll look at themselves. They'll try to duct tape fruit on the fruit tree to make it look better. They'll paint the apples red, you know, just anything until they can say, all right, now I feel like I'm living like a Christian. Well, if you're doing that kind of thing, you might as well be looking at the speedometer on your car and reaching up and pushing the needle up from 20 miles an hour to 50 miles an hour and expecting the car to go faster. And that's not how it works. You put weight and focus on the accelerator, the truth of the gospel and the promises of God, and then the car goes faster and the speedometer will show it. That's the way assurance works in the Christian life too.
You know, it's so interesting when you think about your salvation, you're like, okay, I asked Jesus into my heart and I start living a Christian life. That's how a lot of people seem to just be taking it. But it also talks about repentance as part of actually owning that when you're asking Jesus into your heart. And maybe that's one of the places where we get a little bit twisted. It's like, oh, wait, did I actually repent of the things that I've done? Or did I just say, hey, Jesus, I'm real interested in you and I want to move forward?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all the time. And we'll look at the fruit on the tree of our life and wonder if it's good enough. We'll focus in on one apple, you know, that's rotten, or one section of the tree that is weaker than the others. And we'll think that because of that one apple or because of that one branch of the tree that's weaker than others, that therefore there's no way we can be a Christian. When actually, you know, what the Bible calls us to do, even in self-examination, is look at the whole tree, right? Because God is going to be working in ways that you're not even aware of. And your sin nature is going to be at work in ways you're not even aware of. You know, there's a war between the spirit and the flesh all the time. So you have to look at the whole thing. And another error that we make often in this sort of fruit inspection is trying to do it alone. You know, Jeremiah tells us that our hearts are deceitful. And so it is going to be the rare, rare time when you can inspect the fruit on your own tree and come away with an accurate view of it, an accurate conclusion about it. You're most likely going to miss it. You're either going to look at that fruit and be too hard on yourself, or you're going to look at that fruit and be too easy on yourself. The only way to get it even close to right is to do it in fellowship and in partnership with other believers who are looking at your life along with you.
We're talking to author and pastor Greg Gilbert today at SWS Radio. We're talking about assurance in our faith. We're talking about discovering God's grace and letting go of guilt and really resting in our salvation. And when we become a Jesus follower, Greg, we start to move in that direction of, hey, okay, I've asked Jesus into my heart. I've repented from sin. I believe that he died on the cross and rose from the dead. And, you know, we're all in agreement on that. And we get to a place where we're like, okay, I realize I'm doing some things that I shouldn't be doing, or I struggle with things and I'm tempted with all these things that I don't want to do. And sometimes you find yourself, okay, I've got to a place where I don't know how I got here. And you think, am I still a Christ follower? Is God going to revoke this from me? As we've talked about a little bit earlier, you know, no, God's not going to take that away from you because he's not taking back his free gift. But when you get to a place where you realize, I don't know if I want to live this way, do you feel like people can give up their salvation, or is it just a wrong perspective?
Yeah, no. No, once you're a believer in Jesus, you're not going to be lost. Jesus talks about that in John 6. He talks about it again in John 10 and John 12, and then the apostles pick it up in Romans and several other places. So if you're a believer, you're not going to lose your salvation, and you're also not going to give it up, right? The great mark that distinguishes a true believer from somebody who's a false one is that a true believer is going to hang on to Jesus even through the hard times. So, you know, I mean, we've all seen people who looked like a Christian for an amount of time and then wound up leaving the faith. Well, the Bible's teaching on that would be like Jesus talks about in the parable of the soils in Matthew 13. The little plants will spring up really quickly and look good for a while, but then they prove themselves through persecution or through hardship of life or through, you know, whatever, not to have been Christians at all. And that's what the Bible would say about those things. But you're not going to lose your salvation, and you're also not going to be able to just sort of, you know, give it up at some point. If that happens, you were never a believer in the first place, because Jesus will hold on to those who are his.
We're talking to author and pastor Greg Gilbert today at SWS Radio. In the Gospel of John, he talks about how the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy and distort. And sometimes he does a pretty good job of it too. But what are some of the ways that you've seen the enemy just trying to come in and distort all the assurances that the Bible gives us?
Yeah, there are a lot of them. Some of the errors that we make, for instance, we'll have a sense that Jesus has just done what's necessary to sort of drag us into the presence of God, but God the Father is not super glad to have us with him, which of course is false. You know, the whole plan of redemption, the whole work of redemption sprung out of the Father's love for us and the Spirit's love and the Son's love. It's a Trinitarian salvation. But we'll mess ourselves up badly if we think that Jesus is kind of staring the Father down and forcing him to accept us into his presence. But we mess this whole thing up too when we try to do self-inspection, self-examination alone. You have to be in a vital relationship with other believers in a church. That's why Jesus gave us the church in the first place, in order to do that thing well. If we try to do it alone, try to be an island in the Christian life, we're going to mess it up every time.
Yep, so good. Well, thanks for sharing with us today. We're talking with author and pastor Greg Gilbert. His new book is called Assured, Discovering Grace, Letting Go of Guilt, and Resting in Our Salvation. Thanks for sharing with us today, Greg.
Yeah, thanks, bro. I appreciate you having me on your show.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
Tell a friend and connect.
SOSradio.net.